This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. World financial markets have been seesawing in recent days amid talk that China might or might not give an extra stimulus to its economy. It's an as-goes-China-so-goes-the-world economy proposition, but today the official Xinhua news agency carried a story dampening speculation about stimulus. Joining me now is Chen Liu, Deputy Director of the Economist Intelligence Unit in Beijing. Good morning.
Good morning.
So China, the world's second-largest economy, growth was running near 9% last year. What's the argument that it needs a little more stimulus?
The simple answer is that the Chinese economy is not doing as good as the market and the government are anticipating it to be. Yes, 9% or 8%, as we saw in 8.1 in the first quarter, is still very high in global standard. But somehow, the 8% magic number is really an economic and also an emotional magic number to the government, that anything below that would mean bad employment figures, which can result to potential social instability. So they can't afford to see that happening.
So there's an argument for some stimulus. How might a stimulus work if it did come?
Well, for one thing, we are not certain that it's going to be a stimulus package. It's more about the policy that's going to support the economic growth. But if anything, one possible area would be infrastructure, because it's investment-driven, it's easy for the government to handle, and it's not property market that's too sensitive to both the government and the citizens. The other area might be related to consumption, especially for the farmers, as we saw in 2008 and 2009, where the government will give subsidies to those whoever would purchase, for instance, household appliances.
Dr. Chen Liu at the Economist Intelligence Unit in Beijing, thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.